Well, guys, we have a great gathering here this evening. And tonight, I am going to ask you all here gathered now, to help me and Reverend Josh tell the special story that we are going to tell tonight.
You guys want to help us?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right.
So we are here tonight, but why are we here tonight? Why did we come to church tonight? Yeah.
To celebrate Christmas.
This is a great bunch. Raising your hands. This
raising
is incredible.
Your hands. You are so polite.
Yeah.
But here at St. Cross, we just shout out things, okay? When Reverend Stephen asks you a question, tonight and tonight only, you don't have to raise your hand and be polite. You just yell at Reverend Stephen if you know the answer, okay?
But
you
don't
just yell
at
right at him. Do you know the answer? What's the answer? You're raising your hand. Yell Christmas at Reverend Stephen.
Christmas!
Whoa! Yeah, holy smokes! It's right. Christmas. That's
good
right.
Job.
And what is Christmas all about? Go ahead and just yell it at me.
Jesus
giving.
Wave at baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Who said the Grinch? No.
Jesus' birthday.
Jesus. It's about Jesus.
Good. That.
When Jesus was
right.
born? That's right.
Good.
Good job.
All right, so we got that it's Christmas. We got that Christmas is all about baby Jesus. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask you all some questions. I'm going to ask Reverend Josh some questions, too. He'll be our fact checker over here.
Uh-oh.
And we are going to step through the story of Jesus' birth. So can you all tell me who was Jesus's mother?
Mary
was Jesus's mother. Who has the Mary figure? You do.
Yeah. All right,
okay. Tina. Why don't we go ahead and bring that up? And Reverend Josh is going to help you put that right up
right
here.
There. Oh, perfect. Good job.
So, friends,
that's Mary.
And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be building what's called the creche or the nativity scene up here, so that we can see the birth. The story of Jesus' birth. So we have Jesus' mother, Mary, here, who was coming from a town called Nazareth. And God had chosen her to fulfill a very special purpose that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But Mary was engaged to a man, a guy who helped look after baby Jesus, and his name was?
Joseph.
That's right. Who's got the Joseph figure?
All right, Beckett. All right.
Good job, you. Bring Joseph on up here. Okay. So now we have Mary and we have Joseph. And they were, now Joseph was from a town called Bethlehem. And because people were being registered during this time, both Joseph and Mary had to leave Nazareth to come to Bethlehem to be present there. But before they got there, they were told a very special message. A very special messenger
told
Mary that she was going to have a baby.
But who said that? Was it Santa Claus? It was Santa Claus, right? Was it an angel? I thought it was Santa.
Are we sure it wasn't Santa Claus?
But Jesus came on Christmas Day and Santa brings presents? No? It was an angel.
All right.
I think it's an angel. Who has the angel?
But hold on, we're not going to bring the angel up just yet because, spoiler alert, there might be some angels that show up a little bit later, too.
There's more angels.
I'll tell you that now.
You have more angels up your sleeve.
Yeah,
okay.
I do. Okay, good.
Human.
So, Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem, but when it came time for Mary to give birth to baby Jesus, what happened? There's a baby. What's that?
There was no place for her to live.
They might say there was no place for them in the inn, which was kind of like a hotel back in the day, right? They couldn't find a place to sleep. And the only place that they could find a place to sleep was in a
barn.
It was in a barn.
Do you,
Well, yeah, we're going to get there in just a second. Do you think a barn would be a comfortable place to sleep? What about you, Reverend Josh? Do you think you'd like to sleep in a barn?
No, 0 stars.
0 stars for a barn. Okay. But let's ask Reverend Josh this question and see if he knows this, because we're fact-checking Reverend Josh here.
Hot seat.
Reverend Josh, what lives in a barn?
What lives in a barn? What lives in a barn?
Cow.
Bumblebees.
Bumblebees? Do bumblebees live in a barn? No, okay.
Termites.
Termites?
No. Angels.
Angels?
The Grinch.
No. The Grinch, yes. Sheep? What else did I hear? Cows? Chickens?
Wow.
Yes, that is good. So, my friends, who has the sheep? Wait. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's bad on Reverend Stevens. Who has the cows and the donkeys?
Cows and donkeys.
Cows and donkeys. Bring those on up.
You're the big winner. Come on.
Bring up an oxen, too. That's great.
An oxen. Okay, watch out. Here, come up this way. You get to place your cow wherever you like on the table. Where do you want
Who
it
else
to go?
I know there's a lot of sheep
right
up there.
There
might be some rams, spot. Too, and we're calling those sheep as well. So bring those on up also.
You want to place it on the table? Come right up here. You have a cow. Come
we
on.
We got lots of sheep, yeah.
Good job.
Sheep and rams,
you can
and oxen.
Put
That's great.
Oh, you put them in the back. Good job.
Okay, good.
Where do you want to put the cow?
Yeah, well, bring that sheep
right
on
there.
Up.
All right.
Well, I think the baby Jesus is going to go right there.
There's another sheep.
There's
good
another
job.
Sheep. Good. What else? Do we have more sheep and oxen
Sheeps
and cows?
Oh, look at this. So many friends.
I went too early with the sheep. I keep saying.
It's okay. It's okay.
So, friends, hold on to those. They're going to come up in just a little bit. So, here's my question for you guys now, too, while you're bringing up your cows and donkeys, is what do cows eat out of? They eat milk. Okay, good. But what do they eat out of? There's a special word for it. They eat hay, but the hay stays in something special that holds it. Starts with an M, and I heard someone say that a manger. Right. They eat out of a manger. Who has our little There it is. Go ahead and bring that manger up. And we are going to put it right here to be with Mary and Joseph. You can put that right in the middle there. And because there was no place for Jesus and Mary and Joseph in the inn, they went to a barn, and Jesus, baby Jesus, when he was born, was laid in a manger. And Jesus, the light of the world, and that's what we celebrate this evening, is Jesus coming among us, coming into the world as a little baby. So who has the baby Jesus?
Right.
Or you have the baby Jesus. You can go ahead and lay baby Jesus right in the manger. Awesome. So there he is, laid in a manger. Now, the story isn't done just yet. When Jesus was born, and remember I gave a little hint earlier, how did other people find out about Jesus being born? Go ahead and shout it out.
Angels!
That's right, those angels make an appearance again. Who's got our angel today? All right, now we can bring the angel up, and the angel is going to go right at the top here.
Come this way.
Exactly. Reverend Josh is going to help you put it up there at the very tippy top, right there. And who, my friends,
good
did the
job.
Angels tell?
Thanks,
who did they tell?
Shepherds!
They told of shepherds. That's right. They told of shepherds in the field that baby Jesus had been born. So where are our shepherds? All right. Let's go ahead and bring those shepherds up. This is looking pretty good, guys.
We need some shepherds over here.
Bring those shepherds
over
there.
Sheep.
Yeah, here. Let's put one over this way.
Put them over here next to these sheep.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Look, that's a tall shepherd.
Do you want to put one right here? Yeah, you can put it right here. Perfect. Beautiful. Exactly.
All right. One more shepherd. Good job.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Those are our shepherds.
You're smart. You're right.
Very good. Now, what was the shepherd's job? What did shepherds do? They took care of sheep, right? Or goats, if you will. Could they leave those sheep and goats behind when they went to go see baby Jesus? Do you think they could do that, Reverend Josh?
No way.
No way?
Nope.
Okay, good. Well, then we need to bring them on up. So any more sheep or goats out there?
We need all the sheep.
We need them all.
All the
Let's
sheep.
Bring them
any
on
that
up here.
Sheep? We never leave a sheep behind.
No, that's right.
Never leave a sheep. Who has a sheep? Luke, do you have a sheep?
Lucas? Yeah. Oh, bring that sheep on
sheep
up, dude.
Now's your chance.
All right.
All right. Good job.
So it was starting to become a party here in the barn, don't you think, Reverend Josh?
I would say this looks a lot like the delivery room where I had my child.
Oh, yeah. There's goats and cows and all sorts of other things there.
No, they were nurses.
There's nurses there. Okay. So here is Jesus and Mary and shepherds and sheep and cows. And there's even a donkey back there. But here is my other question. There was some light that shone out of all of this that alerted people that there...
Angels.
Well, we already got our angels. There was stars. Whoa, look at all those stars. Oh, my goodness gracious. There were stars. Okay, in just one second, I'm going to invite you to come up here and put those. So the stars shone light, and who saw the stars and decided to follow the stars? Yes. Yeah. Now, baby Jesus.
Shepherds!
Not shepherds.
Who followed the star?
There was three.
Who's missing? There's three of them.
Three, Reverend Josh.
Kings?
Three.
There's
mice?
Three blind mice?
Kings!
Three chefs?
Three wise men. Yes. Three
wise men.
Wise men.
Where are the wise men? Where are they? Who has a wise man? Where are they?
There's no wise men here, actually, because the travel for the wise men was so long, it took them a long time to get here. So, actually, the wise men are somewhere in the church right now, but they're not up here because they're still traveling to come see baby Jesus. So, if you want to, if you have time afterwards, you can look all around the church to see if you can find the wise men who are traveling up to see baby Jesus. And what gifts did they bring baby Jesus? Who can tell me? Yep.
Gold.
Gold. What else?
Sweets.
Sweets?
Silver.
No sweets.
Sweets?
Silver.
How about a
silver?
Big Kit Kat bar?
No.
They brought
it
him.
Was Frankenstein mask.
No.
Gold.
It was
Frankincense. Yeah, and myrrh.
And myrrh.
This is looking really, really good, gang. You have done such a good job helping us to build this creche here. But let me ask you guys this. Do we have to go to Bethlehem to see baby Jesus?
No.
No, because baby Jesus is in our hearts. Whenever we show love to other people, when anybody shows love to us, whenever we are kind and compassionate and hopeful in the world around us, Jesus is always present with us. And this evening, we celebrate Jesus' presence coming among us to draw us closer to God. So that light that we talked about, the wise men seeing with all those stars, I'd love you to go ahead and bring those stars up now, and we're going to put them around this, and then we're going to do a special blessing over our creche. So come on up, guys. Put your stars up here.
You can
put them anywhere.
Bring it up and just put it on the table.
Or yep, you can
here,
put it anywhere.
Put it on there, here,
you
wherever
can put it.
You want to put
perfect.
It.
Good.
Come put your star on here, and then we're going to ask you.
Who else has got a star?
All
to put you guys can stand
like
up now.
Up here. Who else?
You guys can stand
up
now.
Like that? Yeah, I knew you wanted.
Good. Perfect.
All right. And we're going to ask all the kids as you're gathered around putting your star
stay
up.
Stay up here.
To hold your hand out over the creche, and all the people sitting in the pews, also you can lift up your hands and extend. We're going to pray a
special you can stand up.
Blessing over this creche. That for the next 12 days, as the creche is displayed, all those people who see it, who don't have Reverend Stephen to explain it to them, might know something of the goodness and love and light of Christ in this Christmas holiday season. Has everybody got their star up? Everybody
star
ready
up.
With their hand?
Hey guys, put them up there.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. You have given us every good and perfect gift. You gave us animals and families, stars and shepherds and stables. You created all the beauty and joy of this world, and every aspect of creation was blessed by the sending of your Son into our world. Bless this creche that it might be a symbol of your love and presence in our world. May it remind us to live for love, justice, and joy. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and power and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. All right, thank you so much for helping us tell the story. You can go back to your family.
You can go back and find your parents. Good job. You got the
star.